two men were paid by Smollett to stage the attack.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. Smollett's attorneys say he feels victimized all over again. This is Fox News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day.
Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day.
Some people like movie stars or sports stars, not you. When you want to idolize someone, you say, give me a head of state.
Mount Rushmore is your mecca.
You even made your office an oval.
The power to veto is intoxicating, yeah.
So if you see a guy carrying a big stick and a stovepipe hat, cutting down a cherry tree while whistling Hail to the Chief, ask not if he's crazy. Ask why you aren't more like Mr. Guy Who Is Way Too Into President's Day. A real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who's Way Too Into President's Day.
The only thing you have to fear is ridicule.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Usually when we talk about the most electrifying story, it's about something silly, AOC, that kind of thing. But we're going to bestow this honor on Pastor Ken Austin, who is here with us today, who, by the way, the article was on the front page of yesterday's Montgomery Advertiser. I have linked that on my Facebook page. I would like you to read about this man and what he's doing, because when it comes to making a difference on the front lines of helping people get out of the quicksand of poverty, as you said, it's a repeating cycle. It's a tough one to break. It's not going to happen overnight. And we have Bob Parker, who is with Dreamland, but part of you're the on the board.
Yes, sir.
For
the Mercy House.
Mercy House.
Yes.
You may have seen Pastor Ken featured. I know that I see some support on TV. I hope that everybody gets behind you in that regard.
Thank you
for the day-to-day work you're doing. And let's talk about, because you've given us how you got involved. It was funny, during the break, just after we went to Fox News, he said he joined the Air Force to see the world, and they sent him right back here.
Yes, they sent me home.
You know what? Isn't that funny? God works that way, though, doesn't he?
Yes. God is funny. He's real funny. He's been really funny to me. I just tell you, we get a chance to see a lot of things that I just never thought I would see. Mm-hmm. You know, I was living in that, I told you about the story of being that broken child.
Yes.
And now I live in a community of broken people, and I'm able to reach those same people from the brokenness that I had. Instead of being bitter, you know, we make other people better.
That's such an easy choice, and so many make it, and I hate to see that. We are raising angry young people who, and then, well, if a drug makes you feel instantly better, why work to produce that feeling for yourself when you can take that shortcut? And that's how that happens.
Well,
it's such a horrible cycle.
It's an artificial high. It's, you know, the high that you get. I had the crazy task of preaching a 16-year-old funeral a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. And I was just thinking, you know, my daughter and I, my little 12-year-old daughter, had plans for a father-daughter day dance that night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking at me and saying, Dad, you know, I know you got to do this, and we can forget about the dance. And I looked in her eyes, and I preached that funeral at 12 noon, and I think was finished with that family around 3 o'clock. But 5 o'clock, we was on the dance floor. And I just remember her grabbing me by the hand and said, Dad, can we dance? And that was just, that was my hero moment. If I get a moment to
be a
hero.
You're going to make me cry here.
No, I'm just telling you.
No, I mean, I've got a daughter. I'm feeling every single.
No, but I'm just telling you, those are the kind of things that I just try hard to live and to be. And that means the world to me. And that kind of day, you know, just give me all the, everything that I need to move on, to move forward.
I think we had talked a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned I'm a recovering alcoholic myself. I know that, in fact, one of my favorite early lessons was, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's so funny. Many years ago, just as I was really in the process of rebuilding my life, and I'm not saying that psychics are true. I never called Miss Cleo. I never did anything like that. But we had one on our radio show down in Fort Lauderdale just before I moved here. And I said, where am I going to be in 5 years? Mm. And she said, in the South. I said, well, we're in the South now. Not that South. She's talking about the old South. Somewhere, I'm thinking...
Montgomery?
Georgia, Alabama. And my reaction to that was, I don't know anybody in that part of the country. I don't know anybody that would hire me to work in that part of the country. And here I am. I'll be here 14 years soon. Wow. But I owe everything I have to that last... I've talked about this on the show. I tell stories all the time. But it was the day I woke up hungover. I had slept. I had nowhere to go. So I was homeless for a couple of days. And my last drink was rubbing alcohol because that's all I could afford with the change in my pocket at a gas station. I slept next to a tree. I don't know why I didn't get arrested or nobody called the police, but I woke up maybe with one of the most unreal hangovers or whatever you could. I was lucky to live. That stuff is poison. And that was the day where I said, I can't do this anymore. I have got to find a better way, and I've got to do it without shortcuts. I got to do what God tells you to do. I may not like it, but that's what I got to do. So I have a little, I can't ever claim to have an inkling of what the folks that you work with have been through. Not pretending that at all.
Well, I kind of grew up on the movie with Eddie Murphy and Trading Places, you know. And I just know when I look at those kids, if they had the opportunity as others, if those kids wasn't raised in that home, if they didn't live in that community, if they was living even in Ken Austin's house, you know, my house was in that community. We're millionaires, what they think, you know. I mean, just because we were intact family, they'll ask me all the time, you know, in my family, in my wife, inside our marriage, you know, things that they just don't hear of, you know, because it's just so different from what's the norm there.
Right.
And so I just know if they had a chance to trade from being in that poverty place, if they had an opportunity for education, they had a mom, they had a father who would care and was concerned, if they had those same opportunities as other kids, I knew we'll have more presidents out of there. I knew we'll have more doctors and lawyers. And that's the reason why I go back and give there. That's the reason why we're starting, as Bob was saying, an education center for adults, that we can help parents with GEDs, and we can do financial literacy. We can do parenting classes. We are going to do all kinds of programs and classes there to build people. We want to build people. We want to educate people out of poverty. We want to strengthen people with knowledge and that type of resources that they can bring themselves up by the bootstrap and help others. And that's what we want to see. That's what we long to see. That's what we feel the work that we've been called to do is there, helping people to help themselves so they can help others. And that would change that whole community. That would change everything there that you see over in West Montgomery.
It's so refreshing to hear the truth and the reality. This isn't a politician talking here. He's not running for office. He is not making empty promises, but he is making a gigantic difference. And that's why I found that to be electrifying. I think anybody that would have to agree. Bob, tell us just a little bit again, since we've been on for almost an hour, restate how you got involved, what you're doing, and then let's think long term here, how people can help, how they can get involved like you did.
Sure. So Judge Jimmy Poole took me by one day, and that was about 3.5 years ago. The house had just kind of gotten finished. It was the backyard was a mess, and now if you go back and see it today, I took my wife by, and it's beautiful. There's a beautiful lawn, a basketball court, a back porch, a pavilion coming soon, swing sets, slides, volleyball court. The military helps a lot with stuff like that. A lot of the local churches, St. James, United Methodist Church, Church of the Highlands, First Baptist, Trinity, a lot of the churches are getting involved. So please get involved. Bring your church group out, your Sunday school group. As a business person, just show up. We've all got talents and skills. You know, there's a need maybe for a tutor at Common Ground. There's maybe somebody that Charles Lee, that's my child, has that needs a tutor. Maybe there's a music teacher somewhere that can just teach it for an hour a week, guitar lessons. So just get involved. Contact Ken. Contact me. My email address is bobparkerbarbecue@gmail.com. You say, why would I contact Bob? Because I spend a lot of time with these guys in the community because I'd like to see Montgomery have the best educated workforce in the state. And I, as a business owner, we need great employees.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for that reason, but it's a ancillary benefit, and it makes the city safer. It makes it to where families can go and spend time in parts of the community that before, like Ken said, before Brian showed up at Common Ground, you just could not go.
You know, we work with and are supported by and large small businesses that hire local people to provide local services, sell products. I can't tell you how many times over the last 10 or 12 years they asked me through my social media to help them find somebody reliable, somebody that could work. Nothing all that complicated, just good, honest work. And it's been very hard for them to recruit. So when you say, you know, get them at least enough training to begin climbing the ladder, you get somebody started in something, they can work their way up. And that to me is so critical because we're in an interesting economy right now. We have a lot of jobs that are out there. In fact, more than there are people to fill them. So this is really a good time to try and get people to realize, hey, there's a better situation to work than to not.
I just want to say this one thing too. You know, we talk about Montgomery and we just talk about how divided and hard things are here. But, you know, I worked for Common Ground for the last 11 years. I worked for Brian Kelly. I worked as his chief operating officer there and you know, just doing the book for him. And he gave me an opportunity to do outreach in the community. But I want the city, I want the people to know how this community is connected. You know, when the Mercy House was launched out, Common Ground actually gave us this funding to start it. You know, that's how nonprofit worked. That's how this community, a transformation, how we work together to do it. We didn't have the startup money. Brian Kelly, you know, board and Common Ground help us to able to lunch out. And it's just amazing how, you know, people don't see that kind of things behind the scene. People don't talk about, you know, the good that other people are doing. And I just say that to say that Common Ground's been doing a lot of good work in the community, in this city, and I appreciate them. And what we're trying to do is still as a partner and under that umbrella of the work that they're doing there. It's just amazing how we're trying to continue what Brian started there some, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, trying to reach that community and see life. You know, we want to see life. We just want to see people living. We want to see people grabbing a hold to reality and pulling themselves up by that. And that's why we all serve there.
On that incredibly inspiring note, we're going to wrap up, but I want to stay involved. I would like to have you guys back and keep us in the loop on particular needs. And I have something I wanted to discuss with you off the air as well.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's the politicians that divide us.
Yes, I agree with you.
I grew up in the most segregated city in America, Chicago, Illinois. We did not have the horrors of separate water fountains and stuff. But let me tell you, it was pretty razor sharp. And there's been progress, but it doesn't benefit some politicians to have harmony happen, have people helping each other out and getting on the same page, lifting each other up. It's easier, you know, they're more interested in how am I going to, you know, grab this voting block or whatever so I can stay in office and feather my nest. This is the way to do it.
We've been calling for citizens to stand up. We've been crying for that. We always reach out to citizens. We think the citizens of this great city can make the difference in the city.
I believe you. And I believe they do too, those who are listening right now. So we'll plan on having you guys back. And don't go away. I just wanted to mention, Mr. Electric, MrElectric@Montgomery.com. Upfront pricing, superb master electricians. Who knows, maybe what Pastor Ken is doing will produce the next great master electrician. You never know. But when you need something done, deal with folks who really know what they're doing. You don't want to take chances when it comes to working with electricity, and they are so good, and their customer service is top-notch. 269-8886, 269-8886 for Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Gentlemen, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you, Montgomery. Thank you.
At 4:17, we got traffic, Rich's forecast, and then we'll be back with a few other odds and ends on this President's Day.
As we move on through the 4 o'clock rush hour, now we have rain to contend with. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a busy boulevard. There's a lot of traffic out there, so be careful. Slow yourself down just a little bit. Wet streets mean slick streets. Our traffic spotters have spotted a new accident. This one is at the Atlanta Highway, way out by Chantilly Parkway. It's at the intersection of Techno Center Drive and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful as you approach I-85 at that intersection. MPD is still working the accident on Taylor Road at Eastwood Glen. We also still have them cleaning up the accident at Wears Ferry Road and Hawk Drive. So be careful. We don't see any trouble on the interstates. Things are running along at a speed limit ride. You might want to knock it down just a notch or two since it's raining outside. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was wanted on murder charges shot and killed himself in Montgomery yesterday. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection with the shooting death of his 33-year-old ex-wife in Sampson, where he had been an officer. Deputies pulled Green over on Interstate 65 near the West South Boulevard. That's when he took his own life. A German firm is opening its new North American headquarters in Alabama. SWJ Technology will build a new 5,000-square-foot facility in a part of Tuscaloosa that was devastated by a tornado in 2011. Montgomery police say the man suspected of setting his wife on fire this weekend was also injured in the incident and is hospitalized. They say he will be taken into custody and charged with a crime when he's released. No names have been released in the case. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're getting ready for a very active week of weather and very wet at times. For tonight, cloudy. There could be a couple of showers later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day. Kind of chilly. Periods of rain. High 54. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are warmer with scattered showers and thunderstorms around at times. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. Highs in the 70s. And then more rain likely on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records, we've got books, we've got the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, we promised to play this on President's Day. One of our favorite comedians, Frank Caliendo, doing President Bush.
I think it's great we have a president who seems like he's always looking directly into the sun. Somebody do me a favor and hand me a pair of sunglasses. Somebody get me a visor. You mean advisor, no advisor. What are you, stupid? And he's the only person I've ever seen do this when he talks. I've seen turkeys do that. I'm always, when I watch him, I'm always waiting for him to go gobble, gobble. What I truly love is when he gets something right. Because when our president gets something right, he is the happiest man on earth. He gets that little smile on his face, that I can't believe that came out correctly smile. It's like a fan is blowing on him 200 or 300 miles an hour. He's not getting rid of world hunger. He's just getting all the way through the sentence and he's content, right? Be like, and that's why the United States will lead us all to peace. This move was, then I realized he's kind of like a slot machine. Because every time he opens his mouth, he knows he's gambling just a little bit. He could never have gotten himself out of the stuff Clinton got himself into. There's no way. Clinton was so smooth. He could lie his way out of anything. He could stand in front of you right now, look you all directly in the eyes and say, I am not here. What is here? Isn't here just there without a T? If the Monica Lewinsky scandal happened to President Bush, there's no way he gets out of it. Put him on the stand. Mr. President, you have relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? What did they tell me to say here? That was out loud, wasn't it? I cannot believe I said that. There's two kinds of words, inside words and outside words. Inside words stay in, outside words come out. That time an inside word popped out.
Frank Caliendo. And again, I remember when we, in fact, I may play this. In fact, I am going to play this. Caliendo did some very funny material there. Did you feel any hate?
No.
And that, no, that's called comedy, satire, impersonation. And it's not driven by what I saw, fortunately, only a few seconds of, with Alec Baldwin, who likes to beat people up and uses homophobic and racist language, but he still, for some reason, never affects his career. I mean, he must have something on everybody. With his duck lips, you know. Did you watch that? Tell me you didn't.
Watch what?
SNL. I can't. It's
the SNL this week? No. Yeah,
can't watch it. I can't watch it.
I did watch the one for like 3 weeks ago where they had Baldwin being Trump, but they had it like Deal or No Deal, and it was in the middle of them trying to make a deal on the shutdown. Mm-hmm. But they also had like send-ups of Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, and it was very well done. Their Nancy Pelosi, they just had her, I think one of the lines is literally, it's like, no, I'm not drunk on power. And then this crazy look into the camera. And they had Mitch McConnell hiding. Like, Mitch McConnell, Mitch, where are you? Could you, I like my Mitch McConnell better than theirs.
You know, I just recorded over our Dueling Mitches the other day.
Have a chin. How rude, sir. I am not a turkey.
A little update here on the Jussie Smiley. Isn't it amazing? We have a guy in our studio, Pastor Ken Austin. And the incredible work he's doing with Mercy House, a man who's given his life to help others get out of poverty, to have them feel hopeful, to feel clean, to wear nice clothes. Simple things all of us take for granted. And doing that with an unlimited passion, tireless worker. And then we have this Jussie Smollett character here. CBS Chicago reports that those, I'll use this, the Nigerian rednecks, I guess they were the ones that, yeah.
Yeah.
It also appears they went to where they were staying, and they found cutouts from magazines that match the hate letter that Smollett claimed to have received. He also may have lied to the FBI. Mailing threats is a federal offense, and now the FBI is in on this. And I got to tell you, they need... Oh, jeez. Did you see this?
No, what?
Jussie Smollett, first American to scam Nigerians. It's almost wrong, but it's also spot on. I mean, we all got the Nigerian prince, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
I've got the $20 million here for you. Just... send me your bank account and your social, and we'll be good. We'll send it right back to you. He needs to be charged. This stuff needs to be dealt with in the harshest terms. And just like everybody that jumped the gun on those kids from Covington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Every single one. I mean, they were retweeting. James Wood was retweeting. That sounds like fun. Retweeting Nancy Pelosi's sympathetic man. All of them. Kamala Harris. They. Oh, God. When is it ever going to end? The homophobia and the racism. And it's a completely made up thing. And it's got to stop. And it's the only way it stops, those Covington kids. And I'm just wishing, because they're not only suing the media outlets that libel them.
Right.
You cannot call a 15-year-old kid a public figure.
No.
And get away with it.
Not at all.
That's not going to work. But also the celebrities who condemned him as well. Mm-hmm. 56 entities, individuals and entities together have been notified that they're going to get sued for slander. And they've, of course, got a great chance to win, because why bother with facts? They're so annoying. But the damage is done with this kind of stuff. These people that send us this every day reported that as fact.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I didn't see a whole lot. In fact, they're still doubting there's still an element of doubt. Well, we don't know everything. You know, not all the facts are in. That's when they say when they know they've really blown it.
I would like to know how it all went down. Like, I'm sure the Chicago police will release something eventually, but it's like, okay, now we've got new twists. Like, what exactly did happen that night, if anything?
Kamala Harris looks deeply uncomfortable and or deeply confused about having to explain her Jussie Smollett modern-day lynching tweet. Yeah, that's what it was. See, and they get all that crap out there and they perpetuate BS, yet I know for a fact, as he told us when Pastor Ken was here, there's people all over this community that will reach out and help. This business, modern-day lynchings, and it's politicians that are, as President Reagan said, government doesn't solve problems. Government is the problem. And when you have a state-sponsored media, basically, an incestuous relationship between the deep state. How is Andrew McCabe a free man? He talked on CBS 60 Minutes about a coup. When is he going to be? Is this new whoever it is, the Attorney General, the guy that replaced Sessions, is he actually going to do something about this and hold some of these people accountable? Or do we once again? Why is Hillary Clinton waddling around in her hospital gown, a free woman? They defrauded a FISA court with a phony political document. Everybody in the country knows this. Nothing's happened. I don't get it. But that's not how you, justice has to be for everybody. So, again, I talked to Pastor Ken Austin as we were leaving, and they're going to be setting up something so that folks that just want to give a buck or five or whatever they can spare will be able to do that online. And as soon as I have that information, we'll put it up. I would like to get behind what they're doing because it's worthy, and it's also working. It was just very inspiring to have them here today from Mercy House and Bob Parker from Dreamland, who was on the board there. That's what happens in a real community.
Well, and this is what I've been preaching for a while. Maybe I need to embody that a little more myself, but people can do. They really can if you just give them a helping hand and show them the way. What's amazing is the simplest changes in life, and you know this better than I, Greg. The simplest changes in life. It's not complicated. It's not like trying to figure out some philosophy. No, it's simple changes that we know what we need to do, and it's just a matter of doing that and getting out of a loop in a destructive cycle.
Yeah, and for politicians, there's no reward in that. It's of no benefit to them, so why would they do that? Their goal isn't to seriously facilitate meaningful change. Their need is to seriously facilitate the re-election. And you know what? Fastest way to solve that problem. So if somebody wants to run for office and they really want to make a difference, they're going to have 6 years to do it, and that's it. And not 40 years and 20 terms to build little, no pun intended with the smaller thing, empire, so they can enrich themselves. Maxine Waters. Everybody get out to the streets. To do what? What exactly are you protesting today? Seems to me like things have gotten a lot better. But that doesn't work. You know, the deep state. Ocasio-Cortez. Even Cher. This is the most shocking tweet of the weekend. And I made David Blackman's Sunday Week in Review.
Yeah.
With my tweet about Stubby.
Look at you.
Big time, Joey.
Woo!
That idiot, that hopelessly awful-looking, weak man.
Oh, yes.
Who said he was going to cut his cocktail frank off if Trump builds the wall. So I said, meet the future Stubby. He included that in his weekly wrap. I was so honored. But Cher actually put out a tweet after Occasional Cortex was celebrating Amazon's decision to pull out of that New York deal We want dignified jobs, she says. What is a... What? All work is dignified. That includes the people who bust their ass picking up our trash and every other thing that most of us don't want to do, they do. That is not undignified work. Work is work. The willingness to work is what brings the dignity, not the job title or any of that stuff.
You know the name George Orwell, even though he didn't finish college? You know Orwell. And he actually had a...
was a first baseman.
He, I think he would admit, even though he hated totalitarians, he was a democratic socialist. But he wrote something about the left that the left really hated because it hit the nail on the head. He said, in my, you know, just circumstances and my experience dealing with other leftists and democratic socialists, more of them hate the rich than they love the poor. And I think there's some classic line about it. They think the poor smell. But they hate the rich more than they actually love the poor.
Think about that.
It's pretty profound.
It is incredibly profound.
And there's a lot of that. Now, there's some people who are well-meaning, but a lot of these people seem to be just resentful and hate the rich. Look at, like, Howard Schultz, who's going to run as this independent, having to justify himself as a billionaire. Michael Bloomberg, like, having to justify himself, I'm a billionaire, like... Well, maybe it's because they did something for society.
The people they're pandering to don't want billionaires. They don't want anybody to have anything more than anybody else.
No, we don't!
If they succeed, guess what? We'll all be deeply screwed.
So dumb.
Honest to God, the absence of common sense in general is terrifying. But, we've adopted a cause today.
Yes.
We're going to help Pastor Ken and Mercy House. And they're just looking for basics. So as soon as we have a workable system that we can show you how you can help him out, just a couple of bucks. He is not looking for giant corporate donors or anything, just people who care. So I'm very glad that. I also want to do a little shout out to a long and dear friend, Lisa Matthews, for helping that. God, yesterday morning, I'm on Atlanta Highway.
Yeah.
Coming back from Food Outlet.
Oh, of course.
And as I'm driving eastbound at Atlanta Highway, I hear a voice.
Hello, handsome.
Yeah, in the car next to me.
Oh, okay.
Waving, and he's mocking me because I guess I was smoking. He said, stop that, that's not good for you, blah, blah, blah. But that was kind of funny.
Yeah, but it makes you look cool.
Yes. You know what's cool? Having somebody when your mower needs a service.
Oh, yeah.
Having somebody come. By the way, did you see the shirt I got from Lewis?
I did see that shirt.
I'm sexy and I mow it, baby.
Woo!
I'll wear that while I'm chasing my self-propelled Toro around, but not until they fix it because that's not broken, but it's been sitting for a while.
It's about to be that season, getting that thatch up, getting like, I do it for my grandfather, and yeah. It's coming close. Time to get working on those lawns again.
Joey's a good boy. We may tease. And, yeah, he at times is a very much a...
Don't say it. Let's keep this a good moment. Lewis Lawn.
Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Right now, they're open for another 20 minutes. Call them at 244-9191. Talk to Haley and arrange free pickup and delivery on your mower. All you pay for is the service. Mowers are awkward, heavy. You can hurt yourself trying to hoist a mower, even if you take the handles off. You know, just to get the engine taken care of, getting that into a car or a trunk is just not easy. So let them come and pick it up, bring it into their service department, and get it ready for the mowing season ahead. This is also the place, of course, where professionals go, but for the do-it-yourselfer, the product line choices, the deals that are available. Chad Sasser is the guy that knows each manufacturer's monthly incentives and so forth. You can talk to him if you're looking for a new mower, blower, pressure washer. They carry all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, and most importantly, they support everything you purchase there with a complete service department in the back. They're really, really awesome folks. The Lewises are... Gosh, I think they've been with us for over 10 years now. And they're just so nice. I love it when they come to Baumhauer's and their grandkids are with them. They're just a family that runs the business, and they're just like salt of the earth types, like the Clarks and so many others that we work with on this show. So when you have a need, I hope you'll choose Lewis Lawn. Again, free pickup and delivery. Call now, 244-9191. This is for a limited time, and when all the pickup and delivery slots are filled, Ginny will send me an email and say that's it. So don't miss out at Lewis Lawn. 441, traffic, weather, news. We do have, let me just quickly take a look at Living for Doppler, because I need to go downstairs and see Rick Peters. We had some showers moving in from the southwest. This thing is never going to boot up in time. I'll just go look now.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic watching the traffic for you, and the streets are wet. Let's be careful out there. Slow down just a little bit. No reason to get into a bang-up because you're going too fast. Right now, things are moving along pretty well. Even the boulevard is moving along fairly smoothly. We do have delays at the traffic lights. We don't see any problems on the interstates. Taylor Road is really crowded and slow this afternoon, especially around East Chase. If you go south of East Chase, police are still cleaning up an accident at Eastwood Glen, so be careful there. On the other end of East Chase, we have an accident at Atlanta Highway and Technicenter Boulevard. So be careful right there at I-85. That's where that accident is located. We have a couple of new accidents that are right off the interstate. One at I-85 at the ramp to Ann Street. Be careful. That's on the northbound side of 85. And also on Perry Hill Road, southbound right before Vaughn Road in Montgomery. So slow it down on the slick streets. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie.
15033. Hi, everybody. We're getting ready for a very active week of weather and very wet at times. For tonight, cloudy. There could be a couple of showers later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day. Kind of chilly. Periods of rain. High 54. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are warmer with scattered showers and thunderstorms around at times. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. Highs in the 70s. And then more rain likely on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police say the man suspected of setting his wife on fire this weekend was also injured in the incident and is hospitalized. They say he will be taken into custody and charged with a crime when he's released. No names have been released in the case. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was wanted on murder charges shot and killed himself in Montgomery yesterday. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection with the shooting death of his 33-year-old ex-wife in Sampson, where he had been an officer. Deputies pulled Green over on Interstate 65 near the West South Boulevard. That's when he took his own life. A German firm is opening its new North American headquarters in Alabama. SWJ Technology will build a new 5,000-square-foot facility in a part of Tuscaloosa that was devastated by a tornado in 2011. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 479-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
4:47 on this President's Day.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Give us more authority and more ability.
All of this talk about rules, we make them up as we go along.
A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose.
Put the legislation together to control the people.
We go through the gate's closed, we'll go over the fence is too high, we'll pole vault in. If that doesn't work, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get health care reform passed.
They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
There needs to be a focus on an immediate increase in spending.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
We have so many people who can't see a fat man standing beside a thin one without coming to the conclusion the fat man got that way by taking advantage of the thin one.
I think there are a lot of very rich people out there whom we can tax at a point down the road and recover some of this money.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
They'll be crying out for public options.
It's the cost, I think, of having the kind of America that we want to have.
Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages?
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Those voices don't speak for the rest of us. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
There have been times where America's shown arrogance.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
You know what? I don't think we do. Or we wouldn't have someone like Occasional Cortex or that fascist in Minnesota and some of the other doozies we have in office right now. I was checking David Blackman's Twitter feed, and it's a picture of Juan Williams in his fluttering cheeks.
Yeah.
Facial cheek.
Right.
He says, "Hi, I'm a clown bot. Trust me when I say Russian bots, Russian bots, Russian bots, Russian bots. I got nothing else till 4 a.m. Yeah. And David says, "Honestly, we must consider it an absolute miracle that Juan Williams is able to dress himself in the morning. So stupid, it hurts." He's right. Adam Schiff and Democrats continue Sunday after Sunday making claims they all know are not true. But tell you what, when McCabe admits that they were soliciting members of Trump's cabinet, even Mike Pence, I think, to participate in a 25th Amendment ouster of Trump as president, that's got to be dealt with.
I don't think they actually solicited. I think they were counting heads. Like, who would be with us?
Did you see? Here, this is reporting. This is news reporting. Kamala Harris is out shopping, and a CNN reporter is helping her pick out clothes.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
I also read there's some dubious, in addition to her political career being launched by the missile that Willie Brown had as mayor of San Francisco, that her ancestral claims are totally bogus. Totally bogus. So let's see what Drudge has to say about the Smollett thing. I'm just fascinated. I'm watching this whole thing.
I'm just wondering why the guy thought he could get away with it. Like, how stupid are you?
Drudge is speculating, was this a hoax for a ratings boost? I think we might have a clip of Kamala Harris here. That would be nice. She laughs awkwardly when asked about the Smollett tweet, because she, of course, immediately blamed the conservatives and Trump and everybody else. Let's see how much of this we can tolerate before we have to turn it off. Oh, it's 11 minutes long. I'm sorry. I do not have the medications on hand to deal with 11 minutes of her, so we'll just have to let it go. But we can check out the story. Now, her original tweet was, Jesse Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. Well, he's got to look in the frickin' mirror, doesn't he, Kamala? It's called self-hate. Harris froze and awkwardly looked around when pressed Monday on her tweet that the alleged attack on Jesse Smollett was a modern-day lynching before saying she needed to see all the facts. Oh, Smollett, a gay black actor who cares, claimed he was the victim of a hate crime in January, saying two men beat him up in a Chicago street, poured bleach on him. It must have been pretty weak bleach. You know, it freezes, by the way, at the temperature that he claimed.
Oh, bleach does?
Yes.
Wow. That's cold.
That may be why there's no evidence of, you know, bleached clothing or whatever. This is MAGA country. I ask anybody listening that is a Trump supporter, have you ever used that term? This is MAGA country?
I've heard Trumpone. I've heard
that Charles Hollis, yeah.
Right. I've heard Make America Great Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard This is MAGA country, though.
In Chicago?
Right.
Democrat politicians were quick to believe Smollett's account at the time and tweet out their condemnation, including Harris and other 2020 candidates. We heard that.
Well, that's their persona.
She seemed unfamiliar with it, though, today when she was in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, where?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Unbelievable. In an interview posted today, and I'll try and get this on Facebook. Hang on a second. About saying that it's a modern-day lynching, reporter said Harris looked to her left for an unknown reason and laughed before facing the reporter again, who said Jesse Smollett. Okay, so I will say this about that case, Harris said. I think the facts are unfolding. I'm very concerned about, obviously, you couldn't understand what she said, inaudible. The Fox News broadcast cut the audio before she finished her sentence. In an interview on Monday, WMUR's Adam Sexton asked Harris if she was angry that Smollett may have fabricated the story. Quote, I think the facts are still rolling themselves out. Yeah, that's pretty much how the whole thing happened. They were self-rolled. So I don't actually know what happened, she said, before talking of her effort to lead on a bill that was passed in the Senate making lynching a federal crime. Really? It's not a crime now? When was the last time there was an actual lynching by a Democrat KKK member. So this is her response to a fake crime. We got to pass a national anti-lynching bill. Like, we need it. I think it's already kind of against the law. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
I think there's that's what
it's pretty clearly against the law.
Yeah, so do we need to tie up Congress so you can score political points over a hoax? It's unbelievable, Joey. Just unbelievable.
No, I forgot to ask you something really important. This is from an hour or two ago, mm-hmm. before we had Pastor Austin in.
Yes.
Is TV Land part of the Smithsonian Network? Just trying to get a read on you baby boomers. Trying to learn.
No, actually, they're to my knowledge, TV Land, MeTV, mm-hmm. they're all separate from the Smithsonian Channel.
But is... What about the American Heroes Channel, a.k.a. the Nazi channel?
No, that's separate, too, although who knows these days?
Okay, yeah.
There's been a lot of, for lack of a better term, inbreeding among different networks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we haven't done yet? The Baumhauer's winning word.
Oh.
We gave that out this morning, so if you have it, what are you waiting for? 272-9228. We'll find a winner right after we trek traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic moving a little closer to our 5 o'clock rush hour. Might be a little bit lighter today since there's not a lot of people at work, but don't let your guard down. Be careful. It's wet out there. We have accidents already happening this afternoon. We have one on Perry Hill Road southbound right before Vaughan Road. We also have a minor crash on Exit 3. It's on the ramp at Ann Street on the northbound side of 85, and police are cleaning up the accident at Exit 11. That's at Tech Center Drive and I-85 North. The Boulevard's not a bad place to be this afternoon. It's busy, but there's only about a one traffic light cycle delay at each of the intersections. Be careful, the streets are wet. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy music, maestro. All right, let's find ourselves a winner with today's Baumhauer's winning word. Your caller one, please try again. We need number 9 at 272-9228. Your caller 3, and you are caller 4. 272-9228 with this morning's winning word. Call now. All right, 5. Try again quickly. Caller 6. Caller 7. All right, get the sad trombone ready. I'm sorry, you're caller 8. But try again. Keep trying. And with whom?